Brian and Trisha, we are Quixie 98.3. Entering the studio, a friend of the show as well as a former co-worker, Jake Richardson's here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you wear a lot of different hats out in the community. You're very involved in theater and you're an actor, but that is not why you're here this morning. And this is a passion of yours.
Oh, absolutely.
Is to help folks who might be in need, who may not have the tools to do that or may not realize there's resources out there. Let's talk about that.
So I'm here today talking about the Out of the Darkness Walk for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. This is a cause that I've championed for at least the past 4 years. This is our fourth walk, third in person, and it's something very near and dear to me. This is something that I started sort of working on whenever I still worked here, all the way back in 2019, and it's just sort of grown and gotten bigger and better with time. So the Out of the Darkness Walk is the biggest fundraising thing for AFSP that we do every year. And the fact that we have one here in Elizabethtown now is something I'm very, very proud of. I talk a lot to people who I do media with about the fact that I attended my first Out of the Darkness Walk in Louisville all the way back in 2014. And it was something that really kind of changed my life. You know, before that, I'd had my own struggles, my own issues, and I didn't realize there was any sort of community or resources or anything like that. So whenever I first attended that event, it was my eyes opened and I was like, wow, there are so many people out here who not just understand what I'm going through, but want to help me through it as well. So whenever I had the opportunity to bring that sort of feeling out here to Elizabethtown for folks to experience for maybe the first time, I mean, it was something I couldn't pass up. So this year's event is going to be at Central Hardin High School on September the 16th. So right around the corner. And we're just looking for as many people as possible to come out there and experience it.
Now, is this geared to a certain age group or a certain population? Who do you think this is for?
I think it is for anyone. I think that there are many people who are who have been affected by suicide in some way, but don't even realize it at the moment. Maybe someone in the family has a friend that something has happened to, or you know, just anything like that. So I think suicide is a much more prevalent problem than people maybe realize. And I think anyone who is even curious about what AFSP does, or where the money for or the money from our walks go, or anything like that, I think this is an event that anyone should attend and really take a look at.
Now, when is this again? It's September 16th, so it's, again, just right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Is there a cost to come and participate in this?
Absolutely not. There is no cost to attend. Donations are, of course, accepted. This is a fundraiser, sort of first and foremost. But, no, anyone is welcome to attend, because just as important to me when it comes to the purpose of the event, fundraising is, of course, tantamount, but we also try so very, very, very hard to build a community, one that is smart about mental health, smart about suicide prevention, and also that feeling of community that I got whenever I first attended an Out of the Darkness Walk, the feeling that, oh, there are so many people here who understand me, understand what I'm going through, understand what my family went through, and I think everyone should have the ability to experience that. So no cost to attend, but if people would like to donate, our fundraising goal for this year is about $20,000. They can go to afsp.org/Elizabethtown. On there, we have all of the details for the walk, including my contact information. If anybody has questions, you can donate, form a team, register for the walk, whatever you need right there.
Okay, so on the 16th, what time?
Check-in starts at 9 o'clock. Walk starts at 10.
And again, I'm guessing, dumb question possibly, it's at the track, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right around the football field.
All right. So Jake Richardson here talking about the walk that's coming up for suicide prevention. It's on the 16th. Check-in begins at 9 a.m. Central Hardin High School track. And if you need more information, what's that site again?
AFSP.org/Elizabethtown.
Thanks, Jake, for coming
in. Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.